When whole, the new float dock for Skagway's ore dock redevelopment project measures 50 by 100 feet. Scheduled for delivery February 14th, the dock now sits in three pieces in Ketchikan after breaking apart during transit. The Skagway Borough Assembly convened February 22nd to update the public and hold an executive session. Borough Manager Brad Ryan gave more information about the financial repercussions of the setback.
The debate, of course, and I mean, it's every conversation and meeting I had while I was in Ketchikan, there's always the who's responsible, who's responsible. My comment to them has always been, I know who's not responsible. It's not us. However, we will be forced to most likely fund this up front and fight that out afterwards.
Ryan said the organizations involved have been instructed to preserve all records related to the float dock. The municipality will hire a third-party engineering firm to assess if the failure was due to design, weld failure, or towing in seas that were too high. Ryan said it appeared that the welds did not fail, but rather, wave movement ripped the metal out of the cross pontoons. Ryan described the dock designs as similar to Lincoln Logs or Legos.
And these round circles are big flanges, 2.5 thick flat flanges that push together, and there's, by my count, I didn't really count the bolts, but it looks like 100 bolts that hold these together in four places. Going under the dock, boating around it, this area, the main structures of the dock, the big pontoons, don't appear to be damaged. Where the flanges bolt up don't appear to be damaged. They actually ripped out of here, so we can unbolt these sections on both ends, build a new cross pontoon, and bolt it back in. That's easy to say. There's a lot to that. But with that in mind, Transpac immediately ordered the steel to do that because the critical path is the steel.
The steel is due the first week of March. Manufacturer T. Bailey will build the flanges, roll the pipes, and complete the welding with delivery by April 20th. Damaged cross pontoons will be removed and replaced. Since there's currently no dock, the project will now require a head frame, a rectangular device that holds the ramp up. If all goes to plan, the float dock would be delivered by May 8th, leaving 5 days for installation. If ore dock isn't completed for its first scheduled berthing of May 14th, other communities are ready to step in. Reba Hilton, Haines Tourism Director, has been monitoring the progress of the project.
Honestly, there's still always a possibility of something happening on the railroad dock. I think all Southeast ports are kind of aware of that situation. I did look through the calendar, and we are prepared to accept a few more ships here in May should they need a place to berth.
There was no discussion in the public portion of the meeting regarding how much repairs will cost or how they will be funded. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.